never gets old.
It doesn't. Yep. Let's do it. Got a name, and that name is Alan Kupo of Baldwin Park. Alan Kupo of Baldwin Park, you, sir, have 10 minutes to call me. 888-696-1003. The clock has been started. 888-696-1003. If you don't call back, we're going to give Wazir Ali another $100. Already got $1,100,
Wazir.
He's
crushing right now, man.
Yeah. So call us. 888-696-1003. Alan Kupo. You know why I like going down to the Paradise City, Christian?
That's where the something or other and the girls are something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, those reasons, among others. What?
Nothing.
Hmm? We've got more feedback coming our way today. Gather around. This should be entertaining. It's 100.3 The Sound. Run to you. 100.3 The Sound, and we're coming up on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Christian, what do you know about the Beatles?
I know a lot of stuff about the Beatles, my friend.
All right, well, then somebody's going to depend on you. They need to call 888-696-1003 now if they want to participate in the Classic Rock Time Capsule question.
Those are the guys that they did Back in Black, right?
Yeah. You might want to phone a friend, but 888-696-1003. We'll take caller number 3. Chance to go see that Neil Young Q&A, which would be pretty cool. Neil Young's going to show up in person. This is CCR right now, 100.3 The Sound. It's ending in the afternoon, and there's
Back
Christian.
Back in Black! I hit the sack! What the?
That's my favorite Beatles record. So good.
You're not.
Man.
You're not helping. Pretty good. Words of the Prophets are written on the studio wall. An homage to what song?
That's Back in Black by AC/DC.
It is not. Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. And the sign said the words of the prophets were written on the subway wall. Different spelling of prophet.
Yeah, I get you.
Prophet.
Yeah, it's
kind
clever.
Of thing.
It's clever.
Okay, I've had enough of you.
Are people still listening?
Nope. Okay. Probably not. I'm going to dial up this number here. Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wazir?
Yeah, it is.
Wazir, hey, it's Andy Chanley from The Sound. Christian's here, too. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Andy and Christian?
Hello, sir.
Hey, Wazir, have you been keeping tabs on what your payroll total's up to?
Something like 1,100, maybe.
Well, let's make it 1,200, because we didn't get a call back this hour. That's not bad.
That is crazy.
Well, we're going to call out another name here at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, and if they don't call back, we'll be looking at 13. You got plans for this already?
I don't know. Maybe I'll take you guys out to dinner.
I like your style.
That sounds like a great plan.
I like the cut of your jib, Wazir.
Yes, sir.
All right, dude. Well, I'm definitely rooting for you now.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys.
Be good.
Good luck.
Okay.
With $1,300, we could buy ourselves a real phone.
Man. Yeah. You think?
We've got the Classic Rock Time Capsule coming up next, and we're going to have a listener match wits with Christian over a Beatles question that's on the way. Andy, in the afternoon.
It's amazing we get anything done here, buddy, you know?
Christian, it's something that happened instantaneously when we took the air in the afternoon here on Andy in the Afternoon. And I just want to thank everyone for making this program the heartbeat of the Southland.
Man.
I really appreciate that.
You'll make it stick. Time to open
it's gonna do
Andy's it. Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Thank you, Dr. Hawking. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2016. Christian, I got a question about the Beatles in just a moment. And who's our listener who's on the line here?
I believe it is Eric.
Eric, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Andy.
Where are you from?
Los Angeles.
All right. Well, hold on just a minute. We're going to keep you listening in here for the rest of the time capsule. But question about the Beatles coming up here at the end, and maybe you'll win something cool about Neil Young. But in the meantime, Christian, have I ever told you about my mother-in-law Barbara's cottage industry?
You have.
I did?
No.
Don't mock me.
Sorry.
See, I never met her. She passed away 27 years ago yesterday. But I love her entrepreneurial spirit. Here's what she did. Today in 1964, the Beatles appear for the third time on Ed Sullivan, right? They did the first performance, and they taped a couple more. Well, they're on there, and they do Please Please Me, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Twist and Shout. And right at the peak of the rave up on this song,
I
where she takes a picture of her TV.
You gave me one of these photographs.
It's a really cool photograph.
Yeah.
And the next day she develops the film, gets a stack of copies made, goes to school and sells the pictures for a buck a pop.
Nice.
That's awesome.
How much did she make?
I don't know. Several dollars in 1964. That's a load of dough. But it's hanging up on our wall, a blown up version of that to this day. Today in 1998, the British band Oasis is banned for life from Cathay Pacific Airlines after an infamous fight from Hong Kong to Australia. When they're flying there, they're accused by the flight staff of, quote, abusive and disgusting behavior.
No.
What'd they do, play their music? See what I did there? Today in 2000, Carlos Santana ties Michael Jackson's record at the Grammys. 8 Grammys for his album Supernatural. He wins Album of the Year and Record of the Year, that song he did with Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20. That's a really good song. And Rob Thomas, say what you want to. He's a poppy and all that, but really good guy in person. He came in Y107 all
the time. Total pothead.
Is he really?
Yeah, loves it. Yep.
Like him even better. Stay in school, kids. Today in 1967, this is the question for you and for Eric, okay? Today in 1967, Christian, the Beatles are in Abbey Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they're recording the first takes of Lovely Rita for the Sgt. Pepper's album. Do you remember this part of that song?
And the bag across her shoulder made her look a little like a military man.
That sound right there, the... What makes that sound? Is it a trombone, an ambulance siren, or comb and tissue paper? What's the answer?
The answer to that, Andy, I can't believe you'd insult me with such an easy question in this late hour. It's obviously a comb and tracing paper, without a doubt. It's a poor man's kazoo.
Eric, is he right or not?
I'm going to say Christian's right.
Christian is, in fact, correct.
Yeah.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo blowing through tissue paper on their combs. Already filthy rich multimillionaires.
Yeah. They'll buy a kazoo. Save the money.
And they can now make songs out of homemade kazoos, and people will buy it and call it a pioneering masterpiece. All right. But hold on the phone, Eric. We're going to get some information from you. You're going to go and see Neil Young in person before you see two of his films, okay? But in
That's great.
The meantime,
thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us. In the meantime, we're going to let Santana get the nod today on Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. That means you're listening to 100.3 The Sound. This show right here, the heartbeat of the Southland.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for making that happen. That one's for Christian. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. It's Andy in the afternoon. Coming up this next hour, you're going to love it. We're going to share some of the feedback we got from the weekend research project here on Andy in the afternoon. After 5 weeks, the results are in, and they delight me.
They really delight both of us. They're very, very helpful.
Very entertaining.
They're encouraging.
Very constructive.
Yes.
I think we'll call it constructive.
Constructive.
It's time now to fight.
Round one, fight.
It is song fights every day on Andy in the Afternoon. Right around this time, we each pick a song by secret ballot. No rules, but you tell us what your gut says, and you vote by text. A text which I'm remembering I didn't bother to set up today because we moved offices.
Ah, Andy Chindalanda Slambody.
So don't vote for 5 minutes, but I'll set it up. I swear I will. Anyway... Lots of things going. Lots of balls in the air. Christian, you won yesterday.
I did.
So it's your turn to start.
Well, I would say I don't even think that what I did yesterday was won. I think it just was... It was sad what I did to you yesterday.
It was unfair.
Yeah, it really was. But
Dire Straits.
I'm going to give you some wiggle room today because we're going to go with this little gem off the internet, which isn't... Is the internet playing?
Nothing's going our way right now.
It should be. There we go. Here it is.
You know what I don't like?
Gordon Lightfoot, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Let's listen to Gordy's voice, shall we?
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November gave early. The ship was the pride of the American side.
All right, so that's that song.
Man, is that good.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. That's Christian's choice, but this would be my choice today.
You know what's funny? This was going to be my pick yesterday, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah. I changed it right before we went on.
Sweet Talking Woman by ELO.
You know what? Other than yesterday's devastation, this is actually a pretty good matchup.
It is.
I would be happy to.
All right. So we're going to get into commercials. And then at the top of the hour here, we're going to list who's on the payroll next. It might be you. You want to text payroll to 21003 to get yourself in the running for that. And in 60 seconds, honest to God, I'm going to have the texting set up. Sorry, I blew it. But we're going to, in 60 seconds, hold on for a second. And then wait a minute and text A after that if you think that song for Andy's wins, the ELO, to 21003. Text C to 21003 if you want Christian's song, the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results after 6 p.m. tonight on this program on The Sound. I just got it. He says, make dough. Make dough on the Sound's payroll. Make dough. I didn't know what he was saying there. Yeah.
Just coming correct.
So the name is Frick. David Frick of Lake Forest.
Isn't that a famous guitar player?
Robert Frick. No. David Frick. Isn't he a writer for Rolling Stone?
Is he? Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
I don't know if that's this guy, though. David Frick of Lake Forest. The number is 888-696-1003. David Frick. You have 10 minutes, Mr. Frick, if that is your real name, to call us at
888-696-1003.
So much fun. Say it with me. It's a fun name
to say. It's a fun name.
David Frick.
David Frick.
Of 888-696-1003. Call us, okay? Can't help but think of Reservoir Dogs. Was it Mr. Blonde, Michael Madsen?
No, he was Mr. Pink? No, Mr. White.
Is it Mr. White? I thought it was Mr. Blonde. Anyway, Steelers Wheel and Andy in the Afternoon, The Sound.
Prepared as always.
No, I'm gonna leave. I'm in the mood. The foghorn, it talks to me. It says, hi, Andy. Gratified by that? No?
No.
Just putting on my... Best guess who? Hey, I got the texting thing working now if you want to text.
Well done.
If you want Sweet Talking Woman from ELO, then you can text A to 21003. If you want the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results after 6 o'clock. I'm sorry. I've got balls in the air. Couldn't get that okay. Working.
I'm leaving that. I'm leaving that alone.
But this is Pink Floyd. Shh. He's already cleared his throat. Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound.
I'm going to do the hit of acid right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3, The Sound. You know what this is? Listen to this drop. It's a pretty heavy tome. Can you tell? That's a big stack of... That's about an inch thick. These are all the comments that
also
came
what she said.
From this weekend. It's what you might call feedback. That's right. That's annoying. But I thought I'd share this with you. There was a weekend survey of Sound listeners about this brand new show you're listening to, Andy in the Afternoon. Now, 3/4 of the feedback was very, very favorable. It was like or love. 3/4 of it. So thank you very much for that. And this show is the heartbeat.
3/4 likable.
It's the heartbeat.
Oh, sorry.
Of the Southland.
Right.
But that's boring stuff. It's very nice, but it's boring. Here are the fun things. The comments that I'm assuming come from the 3.8% who hate listening to this program. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think Christian is just negative and irritable and complains too much, and his pompous attitude is such an irritant on the air.
You know what? Mom, stop doing these things that they're asking you to do.
It seems to me that Christian is trying hard to be liked or funny. I don't know. It may just be that he's new to being a DJ and all, but... He could dial it back a little sometimes. Maybe it's a generational thing. I'm in my mid-60s, and I relate better to more laid-back style and attitude. And one more. Let's see here. Okay. Shut up and play music. The pathetic attempt at comedy falls short. I really liked Andy as a regular DJ, but disliked the whole comedy show idea. Now both ends of the commute are ruined. I started listening to the sound early, back when you had an electronic billboard on the 405 10 plus years ago.
Ooh.
They were listening to the sound 10 plus years ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's 2 years older than the radio station actually is. Coming up, we're going to get back to what we do. Why don't you just stick to what you do best?
Yeah.
And break down the music, Christian.
Right on.
We might do that.
I'm going to be, can I be pompous at about 5 o'clock today?
I'm sure you can.
All right, good. I'm going to do that then.
We'll have some great classic rock next on the sound. Oh, Frick didn't call us back. David Frick didn't call us back. So what that means is Wazir Ali has $1,300 now.
$1,300.
That's a record so far, I believe.
It is.
I believe.
Yes.
We'll find out here at the top of the hour if your name gets called and you get to tell Wazir Ali, you're fired. You have to get on the payroll. You have to put in an application. Text payroll, P-A-Y-R-O-L-L, all one word, to 21003. Don't text and drive. And usual text rates apply. Let's play some classic rock. And Christian's going to knock down some stuff, break down some music a little bit later in this set. Did you just post something on Facebook?
I did. On the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page, if you go over and check it out. There's a really cool interview sort of play-alongy thing with Ringo Starr and Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics.
Who was just on the morning show.
Teaching you the unique approach to the drums that Ringo has. And I didn't know that he was lefty, but he plays a righty drum set,
righty
which explains
kit.
Everything.
Yeah. The reach he always did in there.
And his shoulder.
Awesome. Go check it out. Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. Meantime, we got classic rock from Midnight Oil on Andy in the Afternoon.
Shave my head.
Christian.
Yes.
Break it down again.
Well, we all know that the police are masters of the less is more approach. There's nobody better at that than Andy. The guitar player, Andy, not you. Listen to this. Roxanne.
A little hurtful.
There's no distortion pedal.
Just nothing. Clean strat.
Straight clean strat played by a master. Anyone else would have put a distortion pedal on it, clamped it on. And then in context, when you hear it, the chorus is enormous.
Right.
Check it.
My God. Brian May, you know he has a doctorate in astrophysics?
That's what I've heard.
He should get a doctorate for that right there. That guitar work, just unbelievable.
Like that stuff?
No, yeah. Well, you should get some remedial work for what you just did. All right. Hey, Christian.
Hey.
You cannot go on the payroll.
That's unfortunate.
You know why? Well, because you work here and so
right,
forth.
Right,
but
right.
Mostly because you have not texted payroll to 21003. You know that's all it takes?
Dang, blang it.
But anybody else can. Standard text rates apply. Don't text and drive. But you got to get yourself in the running for this sucker, right? In just a couple of minutes, don't take it from me. Take it from Wazir Ali. That rhymes. And it's true. How much money now does he have?
$1,300.
We're going to call out a name. Maybe it's yours if you've texted payroll to 21003. Otherwise, we're going to make it up to
$1,400. $1,400
for Wazir Ali.
Andy, hold on. Where's my
cowbell? All he did was text.
Where's
That's all
cowbell?
He did.
Woo!
Hold on, baby! I'm going to announce the name next. It's Andy in the Afternoon on the sound. Magdo. Let's do it. The name that I want to give you is Robbie Azevedo of Bellflower. I'm starting this clock over here, Robbie. 888-696-1003. Robbie, the clock has been started. Robbie Azevedo of Bellflower, 888-696-1003. You got to get back to us in the next 10 minutes. If you do, then you get $100. If you don't, Wazir Ali is up
Kicking
to
it.
1400.
That deserves a cowbell.
That's a one of finding.
Yep.
That's up to a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of money, if you ask me. We got something else we need to do now. Doodly, 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 doodly.
starts with the chunks, ends with the doodles. That's a perfect guitar track, Andy. I don't know what else to tell you.
That's the whole enchilada. You know, we had somebody the other week say that New Kid in Town by Eagles is about Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
J.D. Souther, co-writer of it, says, no, it's not about anybody. We were writing about our own replacements, whoever they are. It's just that gunslinger thing, you know. You can be fast, but 2 weeks later, there's going to be some kid that comes around into town with a faster gun.
Wow.
That's all.
You know what I don't like? I don't like Andy because he sounds like he knows too much and he enjoys knowing things.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. You're an ass. Andy in the afternoon.
My pleasure.
100.3 The Sound. I got some news to announce, Christian. I'm going to do
that?
It making a phone call here.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
On our moon phone.
Yeah, that's quality.
Hello?
Was here. It's Andy and Christian. Woo! $1,400, dude.
Dude.
I'm listening to you guys right now. You guys are a crack up, man.
Well, hey, Wazir, I'm not going to tell you that we're your good luck charm, but didn't you start with us yesterday?
I think I started with Uncle Joe at 2 o'clock,
wow.
And it kept on going.
But we have not let you down once.
No.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
All right, well, you'll find out in the morning, 8 o'clock, if Mark, not in his bad luck, knocks you off of the payroll. But everybody will have to tune in then and see if they get put on the payroll. But I like your chances, man. You got the Andy in the afternoon bump.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to be listening in the morning. You betcha.
All right, be good, Wazir.
All right, take it easy. Thanks, guys.
Always something fun coming when you hear that sound.
All right, Andy, we're going to play a little quiz. You consider yourself somewhat knowledgeable about music.
Mm-hmm.
From this, what song is this?
That's hard.
That's really difficult.
Slinky.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 70s, definitely.
It's definitely the 70s.
Don't know.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to press play on this song, and you'll know. Ready?
Really?
Yes. That is the bass and drums played in this song.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
It's really slinky.
You couldn't
sexy.
Get
sexy.
Nope.
Huh. Some diddly diddly.
Some of the best.
It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. It's nowhere near over. But you know what is almost over? The voting for today's song fight. You could choose this one.
Great song, Andy.
ELO, Sweet Talking Woman. Like butter.
Bold.
Sweet candy. Or you could choose Christian's.
As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most. With a crew and good captain, well seasoned.
Regularly Evan Fitzgerald.
Some terms with
from Gordon Lightfoot. So you can text A to 21003 if you want the ELO song, or text C for Christian's song, the Edmund Fitzgerald, 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results coming just after 6, moments from now on The Sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
The song fight every day on Andy in the Afternoon. Christian and I each pick a song by secret ballot. You tell us what your gut says, and you vote by text which one is better. Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, that's a fine tune, Christian.
It is.
But it's not this fine. Thank you for your votes, everybody.
How close did we get, pal?
It was 63-something. Actually narrowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. 57-43.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I'll take that. That's what we imagined.
Weekend survey of sound listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Three-quarters of them love us, like us, but that's boring. So here's some of the fun stuff I've been neglecting to get in as we've been going along here. You're not funny, and in fact, sometimes way gross. It sounds like you're trying way too hard to be hip and cool. Give it up, and just play music.
You, Andy, are hip and cool no matter what that person says, okay? Oh. Take that from me.
Thanks, man.
All right?
But I am shutting up and playing music. This is Rush, New World Man.
100
minutes, commercial-free classic rock right here on Andy in the Afternoon.
It's good stuff.
boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom.
It's a great bass line. Boom, two notes.
Boom, 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 boom.
You're listening to 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon.
And it's me, Christian James Sand. Andy, we were talking earlier, and I'm just on the interwebs looking at an article in Business Insider. They're busting myths that people might be holding on to that they don't need to hold on to anymore that might be changing and affecting the quality of their lives.
Right.
Just so you know, it is a complete myth. There's beaver butt secretions in your vanilla ice cream. That is not true.
Our long... Oh, wait. Here, I've got it.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
Yeah.
Brother's not satisfied.
No.
Clearly. It's Andy in the Afternoon.
Don't do it.
100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock.
Don't do your Stones Man thing. Don't do your Stones Man thing, okay? Just don't...
underestimate me. Gosh. Stones Man. Hey, it's time for a little feedback. I thought you'd enjoy this. A weekend survey over the weekend. We've been sharing this. We're going to do it all week. 3/4 of the feedback was from people saying that they like or love the show. 3/4. That's wonderful. It's lovely, but it's also boring. I wanted to focus on the 3.8% of the people who hate listening. Some of their comments, like, let's see, Christian's Deconstructions, that's good for a weekly spot, maybe. Their experimental radio show sucks.
This is an experimental radio show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're like Coltrane and Mingus, buddy. Yeah.
That's right. I think that a woman should join Andy in the Afternoon show.
No. Oh, well, a woman joined me.
And finally, Andy, you get off work at 7. Wait that extra hour and read your son his bedtime story in person.
Isn't that the point, Andy?
It is that I'm not home. He's already asleep when I get there. You know what I'm doing next? I'm going to do exactly what I did last night. Gonna do the lullaby again because Silas refused to listen.
Why?
He was so angry that I wasn't reading a story.
Mm-hmm.
He got angry and turned off the radio.
Tell that to that person who judged the story thing.
Yeah, I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna sing that lullaby again, Silas. I want you to get in your pajamas, get ready for bed. And you're listening to The Lullaby, young man. It's on the way in just a moment. Oh, and Rita Wild and Great Classic Rock. Forgot to mention that. That's on the way, too, on The Sound. All right, it's Andy in the Afternoon. And my headphones are loud. And we're also on Facebook Live right now, so jump on there and check this out. We've been reading bedtime stories since the beginning of this show because I'm not home anymore at bedtime for my son, Silas. So I'm using this $100 million radio station to sing him a song tonight, a lullaby, that he refused to listen to last night, so we're doing it again. I hope this calms your nerves. Monsters may be hiding in your closet. A witch might pass your window on a broom. Cats can steal your breath when you are sleeping. And demons lurk in corners of your room. Millipedes can burrow in your pillow. Lice will dance around about your hair. But now's the time to forget all your worries. Go to dreamland and I'm going to meet you there. Good night, Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Oh,
that's...
Is there a dry eye?
Not a dry eye.
Is there a dry eye?
Not a dry eye in the house. But...
Ah. Doobies. Here comes Rita Wild. Have a good night, everybody. Mm.
What, no Lawrence Welk?
Maybe tomorrow.
Looking forward to that. All right. A little something special.